a prayer for our children, salvation.
To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion for ever and ever. As a king abiding in and one with the King of Kings, in the authority given to us in the name of Jesus Christ, we speak words of life over the children of the United States of America. We call all those the Lord God chose before the foundation of the world, that they should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined them to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made them accepted in the beloved. They are the inheritance of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So we call them our beloved children. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come into the heart of our children and their bloodline. Your will be done in the life of our children and their bloodline on earth as it is in heaven. As an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with him, we come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. In him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ, we give thanks to the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, our righteous Father, for our children, their posterity, their house, their entire family, and their nation, for the saints, for the leaders that God has raised up on their behalf, and for all men, as a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to them the riches of his glory. We go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for our children, their posterity, their house, for their entire family, their friends, neighbors, and countrymen, and their entire nation, for all the brethren, all those called by the name of the Lord, for the leaders of their nation, and all the leaders throughout the world, all those that influence the well-being of God's people, and all the people of their nation, and all men, so that our children and their family may lead a quiet and peaceful life. Life in all godliness and reverence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. We stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. It is written, the things that we speak and pray for our children, their family, and their nation. For these words are true and faithful, and they are the true sayings of God. The word of God is true, pure, proven, and eternal. For heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will by no means pass away. It is living and powerful. It searches the hearts of man like a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, and nothing is hidden from his sight, the Mighty One, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel. The words that Christ through us speaks to our children and their nation are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives them the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't come to the Father in heaven based on our own worthiness or on the worthiness of our children and their family. Abiding in God and abiding in his love, we come to God's throne of grace on the merits of his Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the blood that he shed. In the name of Jesus Christ, who upholds all things by the word of his power, as a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace for our children and their entire house, all of their people on every side, all of their family, all of their blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all their natural seed and all of their spiritual seed, and their entire nation. Grace to our children and their family, and peace from the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for their sins, that he might deliver our children from this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. For in you, O Lord, we hope. You will hear, O Lord our God. Hear us, lest they rejoice over our children and their nation. Lest, when their foot slips, they magnify themselves against our children. Hear our prayer, O Lord, and give ear to our cry. Do not be silent at our tears, for they were once a stranger with you, a sojourner, as all our fathers were. But now, in Christ Jesus, our children, who once was far off, has been brought near by the blood of Christ. We wait patiently for the Lord, and he inclines to our children and hears our cry. Therefore, we are asking in the name of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Life, that our children and their family know his salvation, that our children and their people will position themselves and stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill brought low, and the crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all of their flesh shall see the salvation of God, whether they be far or whether they be near. Today salvation has come to their house and their nation, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. We give thanks to God for our children and their family. They are beloved by the Lord because God from the beginning chose our children and their family for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. Through the tender mercy of our God, with which the day spring from on high has visited our children and their family, to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow
of death,
to guide their feet into the way of peace. In the name of Jesus Christ, firstborn of all creation, may the Lord our God, our banner of victory, our miracle, our protection, send His Holy Spirit to lead our children and their people out of the darkness and into the light of life, to wake those who sleep, for their salvation is near. In Christ we pray that the God of our salvation will bring our children and their people out of the darkness and the valley of the shadow of death and break their chains in pieces. Those among them who walk in darkness will see a great light. Those who dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. It shall come to pass in that day that their burdens will be taken away from their shoulders, and Satan's yoke from their necks, and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing oil. In Christ we pray that our children and their people will stand fast and obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. With joy may our children and their family draw water from the wells of salvation. May they and their people take the water of life freely. Jesus Christ is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and honor and power to the Lord our God. In the name of Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, arise, O Lord, save our children, O my God, for God has struck all our enemies on the cheekbone. He has broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongs to the Lord. His blessing is upon our children and their house and their nation. In Christ we pray that our children and their people will trust in His mercy. For the Lord is their strength and song. The Lord is their rock, their fortress, and the deliverer, the God of their strength. In Him they shall trust, their shield and the horn of their salvation, their stronghold and their refuge, their Savior. May our children and their people rejoice in His salvation for themselves and their house. For they are with God. He has made with them and their house an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and secure. He will make our children and their house increase. The Lord has given to our children and their house the shield of His salvation. His right hand has held them up. His gentleness has made them great. He enlarged their path under them so that their feet will not slip. In Christ we ask in the name of Jesus Christ that the God of our strength will interrupt any destructive paths our children take with His gracious light of truth. In Christ we pray that the God of truth will deliver those who are drawn toward death and hold back those stumbling to the slaughter. In Christ we loose the fruit of Calvary over our children and their family, reconciling them and their family to God through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity, and we declare the victory of Jesus Christ over them and their house and their nation. In Christ we ask the Father of glory to loose the power of the Holy Spirit to break through every barrier, to heal every hurt, to open their eyes and turn our children from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in Jesus Christ, an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for our children and their family. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ, through whom grace and truth came, that El Roi, the God who sees, will lift the veil from their eyes, that He will anoint their eyes with the eye salve, that they may see. In Christ we pray that their eyes are good and their whole body will be full of light. In Christ we pray that the Lord our Shepherd will give our children and their people an ear to hear the Spirit of the Lord, that they may overcome and eat from the tree of life, that He would open to them and theirs a door for the word to speak the mystery of Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, may the God of hope open their eyes that our children and their people may see wondrous things from His law. There is none holy like the Lord, for there is none besides Him, nor is there any rock like our God. In the name of Jesus Christ, who is raised from the dead and seated at the right hand of God in heavenly places, in his name may God visit our children and their family with his salvation, that they and their family and their nation may see the benefit of his chosen ones, that they and their people may rejoice in the gladness of his nation, that they and theirs may glory with his inheritance. The Lord bless our children and keep them. The Lord make his face shine upon them and be gracious to them. The Lord lift up his countenance upon them and give them peace. The Lord put his name on them and their children and bless them. May the Lord of our righteousness open to our children and their house the gates of righteousness, so that they and their family will go through them and praise the Lord. Rain down, you heavens from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, let them spring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together, for the Lord God created it. Let our children and their family work out their own salvation in fear and trembling. Violence shall no longer be heard in their land, neither wasting nor destruction within their borders. But our children shall call their walls salvation, and their gates praise. May the voice of rejoicing and salvation be in their house and their nation. Great and marvelous are your works, our Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the saints. In the name of Jesus Christ, high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, the dayspring, the dawn of the morning, from on high, O Lord God of our salvation, let our prayer come before you. Incline your ear to our cry. May the God of glory thunders be with our children and their house and their nation. In trouble, deliver them and their people and honor them with long life, satisfy them, and show them his salvation. Let his salvation set our children and their house and their nation up on high. The salvation of the righteous, that is our children, is from the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help our children and theirs and deliver them. He shall deliver them and their people from the wicked and save our children, because they trust in him. He has clothed our children and their people with the garments of salvation. He has covered our children and their family with the robes of righteousness. He has covered their heads in the day of battle. Our God, the Lord, is the strength of their salvation. He will not rest until their righteousness goes forth as brightness and their salvation as a lamp that burns, for he has prepared a lamp for his anointed. Let our children and their family seek God. Let them love his salvation. The Lord be magnified in our children and their house and their nation. May the God of justice show our children and all their people his ways. Teach them and their people his paths. Lead them and their family in his truth and teach them. For he is the God of their salvation. On him they shall wait all day long. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindness, for they have been from old. In Christ we pray that the God of mercy will not remember the sins of their youth, nor their transgressions. According to his mercy, may he remember our children and their house and their nation, for his goodness' sake. In Christ we pray that the Most High God will not take his Holy Spirit from our children and their house and their nation, but that he will restore to them and their people the joy of his salvation and uphold them with his generous spirit. O God, in the multitude of your mercy, hear us in the truth of your salvation. The Lord saves his anointed. He will answer from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. He will not withhold the request of our lips. Blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. In the name of Jesus Christ, his judgment is righteous. In Christ we pray. Their souls wait silently for God alone, and their expectation be from him. Our children and their people shall not be moved, for God is their confidence. Blessed be the Lord who daily loads our children and their house and their nation with benefits, the God of their salvation. Wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of their times and the strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. Our children and their family shall neither hunger nor thirst, neither heat nor sun shall strike them in their house and their nation. For Jesus Christ, who has mercy on our children and their family, will lead them. Even by the springs of water he will guide them. May the Lord fulfill all their petitions and give our children their heart's desire. May our children and their people be exceedingly glad in his presence and triumph in his praise. The Lord will beautify their humble heart with salvation. The Lord will not remember former iniquities against our children and their house and their nation, but he will restore our children and their family and provide atonement for their sins for the glory of his name, for his name's sake. Our children and their people shall have clean hands and pure hearts, for their righteousness is from the God of their salvation. Let their conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ. May our children and their family stand fast in one spirit, with one mind striving together with the saints for the faith of the gospel, and not in any way be terrified by their adversaries, being sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Let our children and their people who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. Let our children and theirs deny ungodliness and worldly lust. Live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age. Let the Lord grant our children and their house and their nation that they might serve God without fear in holiness and righteousness before Him all the days of their lives, being servants of the Most High God, proclaiming the way of salvation. For with the heart one believes to righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. When they are old and gray-headed, God, who is faithful to all generations, will not forsake our children. They shall declare his strength to the following generations, his power to everyone who is to come. God will speak peace to our children and their people. Surely his salvation is near to our children and their family. May they and their house and their nation fear God, that glory may dwell in their land. The Lord will give which is good, and their land will yield its increase. He shall make his footsteps their pathway. His covenant shall stand firm with our children and their house. Their children also he will make to endure forever. If their children or their children's children forsake his law and do not walk in his judgments, if they break his statutes and do not keep his commandments, then he will visit their transgression with the rod and their iniquity with stripes. Nevertheless, his loving kindness he will not utterly take from them, nor allow his faithfulness to fail. His covenant he will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of his lips. His salvation will be forever, and his righteousness will not be abolished, and his salvation is from generation to generation. He will send his ministering spirits to minister to our children and their descendants, who will inherit salvation. Sing to the Lord, all the earth, proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples. Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Nor is there salvation in any other than Jesus Christ of Nazareth. There is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father and one with them, in truth and in faith we sanctify our children and their entire bloodline, their nation and all of their people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify their time so that they will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit, and we sanctify their space by the overpowering presence of God who has made his home in them. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify them completely, and may their whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. The heavens are his, the earth also is his, the world and all its fullness, he has founded it. The north and the south, the east and the west, he has created it. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. As a fellow worker in Christ, a fellow worker of God, abiding in him and born of him, and his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to our children, their entire bloodline, and their nation, the riches of his glory, we claim our children and their house, their entire bloodline, all of their people, their family, their children, and their children's children, as our joint inheritance with our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to righteousness, and do not sin, and do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now our salvation is near. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world and all things that come forth from it. In Christ we pray that our children and their nation, in one accord, will pray for the peace of Jerusalem. For it is written, May they prosper who love you. The Lord bless our children and their nation out of Zion, and may they see the good of Jerusalem all the days of their life. As kings and priests of the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we decree our children and their nation shall stand with Israel against the ungodly nations, for their shield belongs to the Lord, and their king to the Holy One of Israel.
In the name of Jesus Christ, who is full of grace and truth, we ask our Father in heaven and receive all these things.
Concerning this prayer of faith, that we pray for our children and their house, we come into agreement with them, with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. Being of one accord in prayer, we pray with confidence, for God's thoughts towards our children and their house are thoughts of peace, to give them a future and a hope. As a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear his name, we continue petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to our children and their descendants, according to his word, and what we have asked shall be given to them and their house. In him who is true, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. Praise the Lord. It is written, My covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips, says the Lord God Almighty. Psalms 89:34. God is watching over his word to perform it. Jeremiah 1:12. And it shall not return to him void, but it shall accomplish his purpose and succeed in the thing for which he sent it. Isaiah 55:11. The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great. For strong is the one who executes his word. Joel 2:11. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Psalms 33:1. It shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. Joel 2:32. For my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. Malachi 1:11. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might purify for himself his own special people zealous for good works, believing that our children, their descendants, and their nation receive all we ask for them, knowing it is the will of God, and he hears us. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. In Jesus' name, so be it. By the blood of the everlasting covenant, in the awesome name of Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant, we activate these prophetic scriptures in the lives of our children. These things, says the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of creation of God. Amen. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God.